We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Kansas has to eliminate their turnover issues.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Oklahoma has three guys who can score. Who picks up the slack after that? This could be an amazing run for Baylor.
Big 12 This Week is presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Coming up on the show tonight, Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech Red Raiders basketball. They have some cases of COVID-19, and we'll see how they're handling it and how things are coming along there. And, you know, it'd be a great time, too, to mention to you that one of our sponsors here on Big 12 This Week, Reveal Suits, recognizes the need for personal protective equipment, and they are stepping up and offering to help. They have disposable face masks as low as 75 cents each, the N95 protective masks as low as $1.99. Carlton Dixon, the founder and CEO of Reveal Suits, wanting to help out, and their mission is to be impactful in everything they do. And they said it's bigger than selling suits. RevealSuits.com. Check out their website. So I just wanted to pass that information along. Man, a lot of stuff going down at Kansas. Of course, Oklahoma State, we're going to get into some of that. Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City will be our guest, and we'll talk to him next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
All right, we've got things rolling here on Big 12 this week. I'm Bill Pollack. Remember, if you do not catch the show live, catch it as a rebroadcast on Sirius XM, the Big 12 channel, 375. That'll be on 5 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, Big 12 this week. Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joins me on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. So there's a lot of moving parts here with Kansas athletics, and we want to try to break that down and spend a couple of segments. Well, Todd, Kansas athletics, I think they're in agreement with the NCAA's Committee of Infractions in that they want the men's basketball infractions case to be heard by the new independent resolution panel, and they want to kind of keep that separate from football. It seems like that makes sense because the allegations against basketball are much more severe.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, the weird part about all of this is the football issues are, I mean, they're basically saying, yes, this happened, and we'll just take whatever happens with that. But the odd part about the whole thing is that during those depositions earlier this year with Director of Athletics Jeff Long, you know, the other lawyers for David Beatty's side were like, they're still doing this, and it was on your TV show. So it's like, okay, are there going to be new troubles there? Because if they're saying, yes, this happened, we want this just to go through the, you know, the regular process with that, will there be more of these violations to come because they're possibly on video doing the same thing under Les Miles? Whole thing is crazy, man. They're fighting a lot of different fronts on this at Kansas. And as we've talked about before, it seems to me that had they just paid David Beatty $450,000 more than they're going to end up paying him 18 months earlier, no one would even know about these football violations because they're just not that big a deal.
Right.
But now, the thing, and this all goes together, because what you don't want to have is multiple sports in trouble for things. And they've just kind of they've put football out there for no real reason other than to try to save money on David Beatty. And they thought they were going to save $3 million. Turns out they saved $450,000, and they've got themselves in NCAA trouble. And probably, you know, they have internal counsel, but they've spent a lot of money on outside counsel doing some of these things. And it's just, you know, those bills add up. It seems like they've just made themselves a whole lot of trouble to try to save some money, and they probably should have just paid it a long time ago.
Yeah, and just to bring our listeners up to speed, KU reached a settlement with the former head football coach. And I remember when I had you on, at least a month ago, you know, I'd asked you, is this even worth it? And I think you may have said it. It's not even worth it. Just pay the $3 million that you owed him in the contract, and don't piddle around with this, because you're going to end up with the lawyer costs and all that. And now you even bring up another great point. There might even be further missteps here by the program if they go back and look at Les Miles' videotape, which...
Right, and they literally, man, you know, found these NCAA issues to try to not pay David Beatty his money, because there was a clause in the buyout that if you have committed violations, then we don't have to, then you get fired for cause instead of just fired for losing. Right. And so they didn't drum them up. These things happened, but they're not like major violations. These aren't level one violations. They're just, you know, you're using a non-full assistant coach to help with game planning and things like that. It's nothing, really. I mean, it's literally something that happens all across the country. It's not a big deal, but they have rules for reasons. Right. So they self-reported these things just to try to save the money. I mean, it boggles the mind what they've done kind of with their decision making in many of these things over the past 2 years. And now they're going to fight on the basketball front, because that's the most important thing to Kansas. And they've decided that they think that the regular NCAA portion of how they used to mete out these punishments is already biased against them. So they're going to try this new path. And there's a lot of unknowns in trying the new path. You're going, you know, in front of this other board who you don't know what you're going to get out of them. You know, I think they just feel like they wouldn't get a fair shake in their minds the old way, so they're going to try this way, and it could go way worse. We just saw Oklahoma State get a year's probation for something that happened with coaches and players who are not involved in their program in any way anymore. And the Kansas deal, some of the players aren't involved. Obviously, there's new players every year in college basketball, but the coaches are all still there, right? They're all there. So I don't know. This is in Kansas. I would always give them the little benefit of the doubt that maybe they know more than we know. Right. But judging by how they handled this football case, I don't think they know more than we know. And I think that they're heading towards a dangerous path in keeping fighting the NCAA, because they fought a lot harder than Oklahoma State did. I mean, Oklahoma State didn't get their notice of allegations until 2 months after Kansas did. And they've already gotten their actual punishment because they didn't go through all of the appeal and the fighting and all this stuff. So we'll see. I mean, if Kansas is standing on what they feel is righteous and they feel like they did nothing wrong at all, maybe they've got me fooled. But this, it seems like they're really playing the fire in the way they're handling this.
Todd Lebo joins us on Sports Radio from Sports Radio 810 WHB on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. And we talk about the NCAA's Committee of Infractions, and then they have their own appeals process. But now there's this independent resolution panel, and that's the way that Bill Self wants to go. And I know you probably covered the University of Missouri, they had a situation where their football, baseball, and softball programs were put on probation, and they got penalized, and they had to basically go to the Committee of Infractions appeal process. And like the way that I kind of describe that, and maybe it's not really good given the current situation to use a police scenario, but the way that these appeals process is set up, it'd be like if you got pulled over for speeding and they give you an outrageous amount. You pay $200 for this ticket. And you're like, wait, this isn't fair. This isn't fair. Let me appeal this. And the police officer says, okay, you can appeal. And you think, well, I'll go to court. They say, oh, no. Come back to the police station and you'll listen. A couple of other police officers will listen to your case and decide. That's kind of like what the NCAA is set up as. Oh, you don't like our penalty? Well, appeal it. Come and talk to us again. So.
And then you wait. And then you don't know what you're going to get at the end. I think Missouri thought that, you know, from judging from some other cases, they were going to maybe get some relief, and they didn't.
Right.
And they're not happy with the way it happened. So,
and so I'm wondering if that's what Bill Self is thinking.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're trying anything at this point at Kansas, I think. You know, to me, when you're in FBI, and you listen, here's the deal. Whatever you think about what college basketball and college athletics should be, you have to put it out the window. If you think players should get paid, if you think there shouldn't be any rules, if you think there shouldn't be any name, image, and likeness, whatever, it doesn't matter what you think or what may be the case in 5 years. What happened when the rules were the rules. And they're involved and they're on texts and FBI wiretaps and a lot of these things that were out in court, and not everything that was in the court case in public open court. You know, the NCAA has more than what actually happened in court, because the judge had ruled very narrowly on a lot of things that the schools were victims in the crime, the federal crime that they were searching. Well, there's a difference between a federal crime and an NCAA rule. They're not the same thing. So you can not have committed a federal crime and still have broken major NCAA rules, which is what it looks like to me. So they're hoping that all the things that the NCAA has, that these are the things that they never had the resources to go gather. They get to have all this stuff that the federal government gathered, right? And rightly or wrongly, like I said, if you don't like the way that thing went down, if you don't like the way it started with some guy just trying to get out of trouble because he had some tax issues and started ratting on everyone and set this big sting up, because the whole thing was silly. I agree with that. But the information's there now, and the NCAA has that information. And Kansas is just going to try this different way to do it. Because I think they realize that it wasn't going to be good in the regular, you know, appeal process for the NCAA. So they're going to try this way, and I think it's super dangerous, because it looks like the NCAA is trying to be pretty serious with these things. They're trying to quote unquote clean up college basketball, and just because the University of Kansas was found to be a victim in federal court with TJ Gasnola and James Gatto and all these guys, it doesn't mean they're a victim in the NCAA's eyes. It's two totally separate things, and they won't make sense when you put them together, but none of this makes sense. And that's the hard part. I thought that when the federal government put this case out, I guess it's almost 3 years now when this thing started, that they confused everybody, because there were two distinct separate things going on. One of them was what was happening at Oklahoma State, when they would give money to an assistant coach to have that assistant coach tell a player at Oklahoma State, when you go to be a pro player, why don't you have this guy manage your money? That was one thing. What was happening, alleged by the federal government at Kansas, was people from Adidas were paying families and players to go pick a school to go to. Those are two totally separate things. They announced it all on one day.
Yeah.
And it really confused a lot of people. And I don't think, the whole thing was silly when it comes down to it. But in the NCAA's eyes, I don't think they thought it was silly.
No, yeah, that's a good point. I want to take a break, and then I want to come back to the trial versus what the NCAA has, because that's kind of the argument that Bill Self is making. We'll continue our conversation with Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there.
It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66, live to the full.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can listen to it on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City is on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline. Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. Well, Todd, Bill Self, Kansas kind of sent out these letters. I don't know how else to put it, but they put out these letters, and Bill Self, with the help of lawyers, he stated publicly that the NCAA's Committee of Infractions continues to wrongly claim that this was an illicit recruiting scheme. And he goes back to the trial and says the jury verdict established beyond a reasonable doubt that he was defrauded, that KU was defrauded, that they had no knowledge or received illegal benefits or payments. Do you believe that the NCAA has more information that would show that Self and his coaching staff knew what Adidas was doing, even though it didn't come out in the trial?
Yeah, I do. I think there's a lot of information. Many of the things that we all read about in different stories around college basketball over the past 2 years were not in open court. Those things were not allowed by the judge because it was a very narrow scope of what they were trying to do. And none of it made sense to you or I, right? How could these schools be victims? I mean, the whole premise, they were trying to find a federal law to get people on. And the federal law was that they had defrauded the schools by having people who would have been ineligible to be amateur athletes go to the schools. It's very convoluted, right?
Yeah.
But like I said, making something up to be a federal law is one thing. But the NCAA is not federal law. The NCAA is, we have a set of rules that say you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. There's no federal law against a lot of things the NCAA does, and there's no NCAA rule that's definitely a federal law that you've broken. So I think there is a whole lot more stuff that the NCAA has that was not in open court in any of those cases or appeals, and that's the stuff that where, you know, when there's text messages back and forth, yeah, we just got to get some guys, right? And, you know, if Bill Self was having dinner with some of these guys when he was going to the Hall of Fame inductions and stuff like that up in Springfield, Massachusetts. So why are you having this is more than just, you know, some deal here. These guys work for these schools and there's payments here and there. And, you know, the whole thing that they have about, and there are maybe some, I don't know how you'd go about this. Larry Brown is Larry Brown, right? Larry Brown got put on probation at SMU. He got put on probation at Kansas. He got put on probation at UCLA, and he was no longer a coach anymore, and they're trying to say just because they're trying to say that a former coach is always if they're saying the NCAA says a former coach is always a booster, for lack of a better term, for a school, that's wrong. But I think the NCAA is trying to show that Larry Brown is more than just a guy who coached at Kansas in 1988. He's a guy who is a mentor to Bill Self and was negotiating and trying to get guys to go to SMU, and then he wasn't there anymore, and then he was going to maybe go to Turge, who was his former player, Mark Turgeon, who was coaching at Maryland, and then it didn't work out there, and so he's going to go to Kansas. I'm not going to besmirch Larry Brown. He's besmirched himself in NCAA's eyes. I don't know if that's good or bad or whatever. Like I said, whatever you think the NCAA should be, Larry Brown has broken their rules over decades at different stops, and now his name pops up with Kansas, and that's just not a good thing. And we'll see whose argument holds water.
What's the worst that can happen to Bill Self? Let's not even talk about Kansas athletics, but just Bill Self. What's the worst that can happen to him from this if he doesn't win?
Well, I mean, show cause, a long show cause, and you know, not getting to go to the NCAA tournament is a huge penalty. Kansas has the longest streak of going to the NCAA tournament than anyone in college basketball. And you know when it goes back to? It goes back to the year they couldn't go because they were on probation in 1989. They won the title in 1988, got put on probation under Larry Brown's watch. He then left the school after saying he wouldn't leave the school and left it to you know, what ended up being like the fourth choice in Roy Williams. Turned out to be a monstrous home run because Coach Williams is great. They probably wouldn't have made the tournament in 1989 either way. They were borderline because it was real struggles getting it. But the reason, no matter, they could have won 34 games in 1989 and they couldn't go because they were on probation. So their streak of winning and going to the tournament started with the year after probation, and they don't want it to end because they're on probation. So that would be the worst thing that would happen to Bill Self. They get put on real probation and have a postseason ban, and then a show cause. Listen, it's not going to end his career if he gets a show cause. Lots of coaches get show causes, and they continue to find a way to coach. We saw it happen with Kelvin Sampson at the University of Oklahoma in Indiana. He got two schools on probation. He got a long show cause. He just went to the NBA, hung around on a bench for 10 years. Now he's back at Houston. If Bill Self wants to keep working to get to show cause and somehow Kansas doesn't want him to be their coach, which I think he could, you know, still keep his job and be on a show cause. It just means you can't go coach somewhere else. You know, that would be the embarrassing part for him to get that happen to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, fascinating stuff. So it's been an amazing several months here for Kansas athletics, and we'll see how
eventually
they
it'll come to an end. I guess. I mean, these
yeah.
things, that's the part you don't. You just keep waiting and waiting, and they just keep pushing this thing off. You know, but they're going to be some sort of resolution before college basketball would end next year, so they'll know ahead of time. I would think this appeal thing should be done, and they'll have. Now they could go the federal court way. That's what a lot of people think they're threatening. Just go to federal court and try to keep playing. Like, it reminds me a little bit of Deflategate and Tom Brady, right? They just kept pushing it off, and they found a judge in federal court that would hear the case. Now, eventually, he still lost, but he got to keep playing football while it was going on. So, they seem to be going down that route. We'll see if it finally gets to it, or maybe they'll just take the medicine, whatever the NCAA gives. They've got something in their head that they feel is acceptable. And if it's not acceptable, I expect them to just keep fighting because that's what it seems like.
Yeah. You know, we look at this and how convoluted and confusing this can be. And then to kind of shift gears a bit, I want to get your take on name, likeness, and image. Good thing, bad thing. I mean, I'll say this. I think the idea has good intentions, but I really think that this is going to be an absolute circus. And I don't know how you can manage it and how you can manage people from not wanting to try to gain an edge somewhere and do things that wouldn't fit within the rules of this. I think this could be an absolute mess.
What we know is people cheat, whatever it is. Coaches try to cheat. Players try to cheat. Boosters try to cheat. That's just what happens. That's what the NCAA has rules for, and to try to enforce them. So there will be, no matter how many rules they make that says you can't do this or this or that, someone will find a way through the rules, and they'll have to make a new rule. I think name, image, and likeness in theory sounds great. But basically what they're doing is making a rule for – and how many student-athletes are there in NCAA sports? Thousands. Thousands and thousands and thousands. If you think about Division I, Division II, Division III, FCS level, NAIA, all this. But now this would be an NCAA rule with name, image, and likeness. But they're making the rule for thousands of people. And they're making it for 50 maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, how many student athletes would this really pay off for? If they just wanted to say, like, the way it works, even in the National Football League, if you're Patrick Mahomes and they sell more of your jerseys than anyone else, all that money goes into the NFLPA's coffers, and they kind of divide it up equally, right? So the third string cornerback in the National Football League gets a piece of the fact that Patrick Mahomes' jersey gets sold. If they wanted to do it to where, like, if they brought back, you know, NCAA football and NCAA basketball and those games that people used to buy, and they just said, here's the deal. Everyone's going to share that equally all the way down to the women's lacrosse player. Maybe that would be the way to do it, but that's not what they're after. They're the people who are behind this want Zion Williamson to be able to make money off of himself. And that's where you get into trouble. And making a rule for thousands of people that's really only going to benefit 50 people, it seems like a bad idea to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. Didn't even think of it that way. Wow. Well, Todd, we've run out of time. I'd love to keep talking with you, but that gives me an excuse to have you back on the show sometime again.
Anytime.
Yeah. I'm sure something's going to be going on here with Kansas, so we'll get your reaction. That's for sure. You know, I will finish with this. Way back when I was in college and I was training to become a broadcaster, I had an instructor with a stopwatch, and he gave us a topic, and he told us to talk for 30 seconds. And listeners, you should try this after the show. Try talking for 30 seconds about any topic, even a topic you know, without pausing for a long time, stumbling, ums and ahs and all this. I bring this up because I want you to kind of talk about your staff, because I always admire people who can get on the radio and host a show for 4 hours. But now you look at the spring and the summer that we've been in, where you've got folks on air that are talking about stuff that isn't even going on. There's nothing going on with sports, and your staff is able to do it. And I admire people who can get through these times and host 4 hour shows about nothing. Oh, it's like Seinfeld here.
There's been no layups. I know that. That's one of the things we talked about. You know, these are the hardest shows you've ever done because, listen, the day after the Super Bowl, it's a layup. Hello, how you doing? The Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Call, what have you got? When there's no sports, we haven't been able to argue about a fifth inning pinch hitter for Mike Matheny and the Royals yet. because it hasn't happened. You know, we haven't had a game to talk about in Kansas City since the first day of the Big 8 tournament, or the Big 12 tournament, excuse me. Gosh, I sounded old there. But, yeah, we haven't had a chance to do it. But you're still filling it up, man. It's hard to do. But there is plenty of – obviously, there's things to talk about now with lots of things going on with what's happening socially across America. And we have got some return to play things happening. But it has been – it's not an easy job, and it's much harder when what you always talk about is not happening. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Thanks so much for joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline.
Anytime.
We'll be back with more on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
Woo! Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo! Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
So, you're shopping, and that's when you see it. Aisle 23. Dr. Pepper stacked from top to bottom as far as the eye can see. The phrase too good to be true comes to mind, yet there it is. A rich, delicious Dr. Pepper paradise. Wait, did that can of Dr. Pepper just open itself for you? They all are. As if to say, so nice to treat you. And even though it feels weird to talk to a can, you pick one up and say, it's so nice to be treated. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12. Meet Natty Light Seltzer, your new social distancing necessity. Drink it responsibly. Well, we go all the way back. Let's show some love to Kansas. We go all the way back to September, a Friday night. The Jayhawks football team able to turn an early 10-0 deficit into a 48-24 win over Boston College. After an interception on his first pass attempt of the game, senior quarterback Carter Stanley rebounded. He went 20 of 27 for 238 yards and three touchdowns as the Jayhawks gave head coach Les Miles a win, his 200th career game as a head coach.
Play action fake. Stanley wants a touchdown. He's got to get one. Luavasa in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas. A perfect strike fired by Stanley. Stanley back to pass. Five-step drop. Looking, firing. He's got Parchment. He's got a touchdown. A touchdown, Kansas. And here comes the salsa dance from AP Quattro. Third and goal. Stanley looks left, throws a dart. It's hauled in. Touchdown, Kansas. Andrew Parchment caught an absolute bullet, and the Jayhawks go back on top.
Brian Haney on the calls. Carter Stanley making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer. Major League Baseball draft is tonight. Could be a big night for some Big 12 players, including a pitcher from Texas Tech who had quite an uphill battle. We'll talk about that, plus more with Jeff Haxton, the voice of Texas Tech men's basketball and baseball, coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light. Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there, wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we believe in everyone spending more time doing what they love. So whether you're heading to a favorite fishing spot, training for your next 5K, prepping your lease, or playing sports with family and friends, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with great brands and a great selection both in-store and online at academy.com, it's never been easier for everyone to have more fun out there.
This is Big 12 This Week. If you can't hear the show live on one of our great radio affiliates across the Big 12 footprint, you can download it each week as a podcast. Man, you can do both. Go to Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you download your favorite podcast, search Big 12 This Week and subscribe. Jeff Hexton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders basketball and baseball teams, on the Academy Sports and Outdoor Hotline, the official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12. The Major League Baseball draft takes place Wednesday night into Thursday. I see a number of mock drafts. They've got Oklahoma pitcher Cade Cavalli going high in the first round, maybe 12th overall. I'm also wondering what you think of Tech's Clayton Beter, where he'll go.
I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to be a first rounder, Bill. I think that he'll be in a pick that's got a two in front of it, anywhere from, let's say, 22 to 29. I think he'll land in that area. I've seen him projected as high as mid-20s and as low as late 20s. Just a lot of gift in that arm for Clayton Beter. And I think you'll also hear the names eventually of Bryce Bond and maybe John McMillan, maybe Dylan Noisy, as Red Raiders that will continue the tradition of being drafted.
Well, if Beter does go high, according to LubbockOnline.com, that would be the highest drafted pitcher since Matt Miller went 41st overall in 1996. So could be an exciting first night for Texas Tech baseball fans.
Yeah, and it's just kind of building on to what Ray Hayward did, and of course Ray's still on the staff as a special assistant, and Matt Gardner and J. Bob Thomas for recruiting these guys. And then of course Tim Tadlock deserves a lot of credit because guys want to come play for him. But you know, the bats have been there for a long time for the Red Raiders, but now over these last 5 years you're starting to see the arms be pretty lethal. And that's one of the heartbreaking things about COVID and what it did to sports, is you didn't get to see these guys who were off to such a good start finish it. You know, I think this team had a great future ahead of it, and we'll never know because of what happened.
Yeah. Hey, talk a little bit, too, about Beter, because he got hurt in October of 2017, had Tommy John, just his journey.
Well, he's a tough kid. He's very smart, very intelligent, and battled back from that Tommy John and came through with flying colors, really. Did it about as perfect as you can do it when you suffer a setback like that. But he's soft-spoken, does his talking with his arm and the way that he conducts himself on the mound, and I think he'll be a brilliant pickup for whoever decides to draft him. And again, I think that'll be in the first round.
We're talking with Jeff Hexton, the voice of the Texas Tech Red Raiders basketball and baseball teams, on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. So the athletic department, now I've seen this report. It's several players from the men's basketball team. And I don't, several subjective. At first, I'd heard one has tested positive for COVID-19. So what do we know so far? Can you shed some light on this?
I think a player brought it into the facility and then spread it around. And as far as like several players, I don't know numbers, but I think it might pertain to support staff as well. There's a lot of graduate assistants that spend tons of time in that building and in those offices. There's, of course, your athletic training personnel that are going to have to kind of be doctors at this point and shepherd people through all of this business that is COVID-19. So I don't know if it's several players or if it's a couple players and support staff, but I do know that earlier this week it was released from the Texas Tech basketball program that they were dealing with it. So the good news for Texas Tech basketball is it happens in June and not November. At least that's what you hope for, because you're going to have to get this, you know, it gives you a chance to execute your procedures, because procedures are in place all over the country when athletes come back and how they handle positive tests. You're going to get to test that capacity really early here, and you just hope that they can get them healthy and then find ways to stop potential spreads in the future. But they're getting tested on that. They're here early in June, and we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I've seen stories, you know, where there's a player here, a player there, and as kids start to make their way back on campus. So I don't want to say that Texas Tech is maybe the first or the guinea pig, but it'll really be interesting to see when you've got more than one or two people, and, you know, as I said, this story, several, just to see how the players or those infected, how they come through it, policies that were in place, and then changes that can be made. I mean, you don't want to see a lot of people come down with this, but this would be a great first test in terms of let's see how people come through with this, and then if some things need to be changed so that it can be fixed down the road. So an important time for Texas Tech, too, in this.
Well, and if you look at the way this this thing has gone, is if you're a person that's in shape like these collegiate athletes are, then most of the time you don't know you have it, or if you do have it and you know you have it, you're able to get well. So that's the good news, is that the people that have this are most likely in shape individuals, young people that can get themselves healed. One good thing about where they're at is Lubbock has been very good when it comes to its ability to halt the spread of COVID. I think you're looking at around 170 active cases, and double that have recovered from it. So Lubbock has handled it really well. It's been hit West Texas or the Panhandle or way out in El Paso have had more of a struggle with it. El Paso and Amarillo have really struggled, but Lubbock hasn't. So that's good news, because where these players are, people have been prepared and ready to deal with it, and we'll get to see them do that. I have full faith that they'll come out of this thing looking good.
Yeah, yep. Hey, I just saw, too, the news on the death of former Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders basketball star Noelle Johnson. She died Tuesday at 47 after being diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer last April. She was head coach at Midwestern State since 2008. Boy, she was such a valuable part of that run for 4 years that led to a national championship in 1993. That was just some shocking news.
47 is way too early, right?
I mean,
you really, you know, if you're a coach, you're in the prime of your life there at 47 years old, your coaching life and really, I guess, in life in general. But, yeah, you see the outpouring of love for her across the campus and social media and just how much she was respected, and kind of your daily reminder that life is precious. And unfortunately, yeah, that ovarian cancer, 47 years old, not good. But she is certainly loved by the Scarlet and Black. There's no doubting that.
Yeah, just I wanted to bring that up and bring that to everyone's attention there, to let people know at Texas Tech we're thinking about you. I saw your end of the bench poll question from the other day, because we were just talking about Kansas, and the question you had is, will Kansas's punishment facing 5 level 1 allegations be worse than Oklahoma State's punishment of facing 1 level 1 allegation? And 57% of your listeners said no, it will. KU's punishment will not be as severe. It's salty out there in Lubbock, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's salty, but I think it's,
it's funny.
A decent question to ask, because
yeah.
I think the backlash of what the NCAA is going to see from its harsh ruling against Oklahoma State will give them pause and say, wait a minute now, because essentially if everything is allowed to hold on that punishment in Stillwater, it's a 5 to 8 year death sentence, I think, when you don't give the program the opportunity to go to the postseason, when you take away three scholarships, when you take away advantages when it comes to recruiting, depending on the fallout that players like maybe Cade Cunningham, the number one player in the country, if a guy like that goes anywhere in the country, he could go to Southeastern Louisiana and take them to the NCAA tournament. He could go to Oklahoma State and take them to an Elite Eight. The millions of dollars that come with that and the ability to recruit off of that, that, hey, we just took this guy. Now he's a one and done. He's a lottery pick. And all those things don't happen. It's a huge setback. So what I feel is they won't be as harsh in the future off of what they did to try and set an example and make an example of Oklahoma State. Now we'll see how the appeal process goes. Maybe it's not as bad. But this was a ridiculous punishment handed down by the NCAA to an institution that admitted its wrongdoing, that fired the individual that was the cause of the problems, and that showed itself to be wrong and admitted it and did the right things afterwards. And to get crushed like that is ridiculous, in my opinion. So I don't think they'll crush a blue blood like that, and that's why I asked the question. So voting on that side, I do not think that the Kansas punishment will be as strong as the one at Oklahoma State.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a great take. Very good. Jeff Haxton, great stuff. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you soon over the summer. Stay safe, all right?
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Yep, we'll wrap up here on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and 7 trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that 8. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
This is Big 12 this week. We're talking a lot about Kansas, and man, I want to look at this basketball schedule that's coming up. They've got some great games. They're going to be playing in the Wooden Legacy, Georgetown, UCLA, and or Virginia. They'll have Creighton at home in early December. They'll be in Kansas City to take on former Big 8 rival Missouri. First time that they'll be playing them in a game, a real game. They did have one charity game. But this will be the first one between the two basketball schools and longtime rivals since Mizzou bolted for the SEC. But the big game, to start the season right off the bat, at the United Center in Chicago, November 10th, against Kentucky. And listen, I've got to believe that by November, we'll be at full capacity, if not some capacity, but I'm thinking full capacity for games. So why not start the Kansas basketball season off in Chicago? And to get your tickets, go to ticketsforless.com, the official ticket retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Tickets for Less has tickets to all of your favorite events, not just Kansas, but any Big 12 event that you want. You can also call, let me give you their number too, 913-685-3322. But you can just go to the website, ticketsforless.com, and you can find out more too about their Fansurance guarantee, because there are no guarantees, but Tickets for Less will take care of you. Great way to start the season. Kansas and Kentucky in Chicago. I want to thank my guest, Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City for joining us, as well as Jeff Haxton. Just talked to him a few minutes ago, the voice of the Texas Tech Raiders basketball and baseball programs. I want to thank you for tuning in. As always, stay safe, be healthy, and we will talk to you next week on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, Big 12 This Week has been presented by Prime Sport, the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sporting goods and outdoor retailer of the Big 12 Conference. Dr. Pepper, so nice to treat you. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natty Light Seltzer. This season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.